Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day begins with mild temperatures across Israel. In Tel Aviv, it's comfortably warm, with clear skies, perfect for a walk outside. Jerusalem sees a cooler start, but the sun will warm things up nicely by midday. Down in Eilat, it's a sunny day with temperatures rising, ideal for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier this hour that former President Trump stated there is a possibility of renewing attacks against Iran. He claims the U.S. has severely damaged Iran's military capabilities. Also, the Jerusalem Post relays that the Israeli Security Cabinet plans to discuss renewed fighting in Gaza. This follows Hamas's response to a plan for peace in the region. Also this hour, JNS shares that Hezbollah has fired rockets and explosive drones at IDF soldiers. The Israeli military released footage showing the elimination of a Lebanese terrorist at close range. Separately, according to I-24 News, unless Iran's enriched uranium is removed, the latest conflict will be deemed a failure. An IDF official warns another military operation in Iran could be necessary. And finally, from JT, an attack on a nun in Jerusalem has sparked an outcry. Hebrew University describes it as part of a disturbing trend of rising hostility towards Christians. Here's what people are saying online. Jewish Warrior 13, a commentator on security issues, posted just minutes ago that the United States has approved the sale of advanced precision weapon systems to Israel, valued at nearly $1 billion. Times of Israel reports that a 71-year-old Palestinian woman was injured in a settler attack near Hebron, posting earlier today. Al Arabiya Eng, a leading news outlet, writes that two top Republican lawmakers have expressed concern about the Pentagon's decision to withdraw 5,000 troops from Germany, posting just minutes ago. Let's go deeper. Starting with the statement from former President Trump. In remarks made earlier today, he suggested the U.S. might resume military actions against Iran. He claims significant damage has been inflicted on Iran's military infrastructure, specifically air defense systems. This statement could affect international diplomacy and regional security dynamics. Turning to the situation in Gaza, the Security Cabinet will convene to discuss the recent escalation. This follows Hamas's reaction to the balance of power plan aimed at disarmament and governance restructuring. As per the Jerusalem Post, Israel seeks concrete steps toward a more stable region. The developments are crucial for peace prospects and humanitarian conditions in Gaza. Meanwhile, the Hezbollah attacks reported by JNS add to the tensions along the Israeli-Lebanese border. The IDF's response, including the elimination of threats, underscores the ongoing hostilities. This incident heightens the risk of further conflict and impacts civilian safety in the border areas. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News reveals that an unnamed IDF official warns of the implications if Iran's uranium stocks remain in place. The official stresses the potential need for another military intervention. This highlights persistent concerns about nuclear proliferation and regional stability. Lastly, the attack on a nun in Jerusalem, as reported by JTA, has intensified concerns over religious tensions. Hebrew University notes a troubling rise in incidents against Christians. This underscores the need for interfaith dialogue and community cohesion in Jerusalem. On the economic front. First, Walla Business highlights a worrying report from earlier today. For the first time, there's been a decline in development jobs in Israel's high-tech sector. Despite overall resilience, this trend raises concerns about future growth and innovation. Separately, Globes reports on a major deal between U.S. cloud giant Crusoe and Israel's Anan Group. The lease of 40 megawatts for data centers could be worth $3 billion over the next decade. This agreement signifies Israel's growing influence in the tech infrastructure market. And finally, from CTech, Anthropic, a leading AI company, has acquired the Runhouse team in a share-based deal. Hetz Ventures partner Guy Feigl states this shows Anthropic's keen interest in the Israeli market. This move could drive further investment and technological collaboration in Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.